Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
It was a time when optimism had seemed boundless, a period that history would later come to define as the Roaring Twenties. Jazz reverberated through the night air, filling speakeasies where the clink of glasses blended with laughter and the hum of a world seemingly on the edge of greatness. The stock market reached unprecedented heights, and the spirit of consumerism surged like never before. For many, this era felt like the dawn of an age of permanent prosperity. The American dream had taken on a new, almost fantastical shape. The promise of wealth through hard work, of success for those bold enough to stake a claim in the future. But behind this glittering facade, beneath the surface of prosperity, there were signs that this era of optimism might be on borrowed time. Unseen by most, the cracks were already forming. The roaring confidence of the decade was rooted in unsustainable speculation, and the seeds of a financial collapse were quietly being sown. What followed would be one of the darkest periods in American history, a moment that would forever reshape the nation's identity, economy, and even its belief in the American dream. It was the Great Depression, and it would begin in earnest with the catastrophic events of late 1929. The autumn of 1929 arrived with unsettling warning signs that many had dismissed, and few understood the significance of. The stock market, which had grown to such immense heights that it seemed impervious to collapse, was beginning to show the first signs of strain. On October 24, 1929, Black Thursday arrived, a day that would be etched in history as the beginning of the end. The market plunged. Prices on stocks began to plummet, triggering a frenzied panic among investors who sought to salvage what they could. The atmosphere in the financial district was one of pure chaos, but it was not just Wall Street that would be affected. As the panic spread, it reached far beyond the skyscrapers of Manhattan and into the everyday lives of people all across America. By October 29th, just 5 days later, Black Tuesday would arrive, an event that would be seared into the collective memory of a nation. On that day, the market lost an astounding $14 billion in a single session, an unimaginable sum in those days, one that would make the average American's head spin in disbelief. And it was only the beginning. The shockwaves of this collapse rippled through every sector of the economy. For millions of Americans, the crash of the stock market was not merely a financial setback. It was the shattering of their dreams, their savings, and their sense of security. For those who had invested in the market, often using loans to buy stocks on margin, the losses were catastrophic. The wealth that had seemed so readily available to the average citizen disappeared almost overnight. Investors watched helplessly as the value of their holdings evaporated, taking the illusions of affluence with it.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The dream of endless prosperity gave way to the painful realization that the system itself had been dangerously unstable. This was not simply a market crash. It was the beginning of a broader economic collapse that would tear through the fabric of American society. Industrial production, once humming with activity, slowed to a halt. Factory owners, facing shrinking demand and a collapse in consumer confidence, were forced to cut production and lay off workers. Unemployment began its dramatic rise. By 1930, more than 1.5 million Americans were unemployed. By 1932, that number would climb to over 12 million, nearly one quarter of the workforce. It was a disaster on an unimaginable scale, and the effects were felt far beyond Wall Street. Small businesses closed their doors. Workers who had once been employed in factories and stores were now left jobless, and a wave of bankruptcies swept across the nation. One of the most immediate and devastating effects of the Depression was the failure of banks. During the boom years of the late 1920s, banks had lent money freely, many of them taking on risky investments of their own in an effort to capitalize on the booming stock market. When the market crashed, many of these banks were left with enormous debts and no way to recover their losses. Thousands of banks across the country failed, and the savings of ordinary citizens were wiped out. The financial system, which had seemed so secure, was now crumbling under the weight of its own excesses. By 1930, a full one quarter of American banks had closed their doors. The trust that had once been placed in the banking system was gone, leaving Americans feeling vulnerable and exposed. For many, the banks were no longer places of security, but symbols of a shattered system. As unemployment soared and families struggled to survive, the social fabric of the nation began to fray. Those who had once known stability now found themselves wandering through the streets, uncertain of what the future held. Homelessness became a widespread issue, as families who had once owned homes were forced to leave them behind, unable to keep up with their mortgage payments. In cities across the country, makeshift shantytowns sprang up, where the homeless built homes from scrap wood and cardboard. These Hoovervilles, as they came to be known, were a testament to the harshness of the times. They were also a cruel reminder that the man at the helm of the nation, President Herbert Hoover, had become the target of widespread anger. Though Hoover had tried to steer the nation through the crisis, his policies were seen as ineffective. His belief in limited government intervention was no match for the scale of the crisis, and his failure to provide direct relief to the suffering American people led to mounting frustration. Hoover, once regarded as a successful businessman and leader, had become the scapegoat for the widespread misery, and his name was derided across the nation. The Great Depression was not confined to the United States alone. As the economic contagion spread, it reached across the Atlantic and into Europe, where economies already weakened by the aftermath of World War I were further destabilized. In Germany, the Depression exacerbated the political and social turmoil, helping to fuel the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. The economic conditions in Germany became fertile ground for extremist ideologies to take root. Across the globe, nations sought to protect their own interests, and trade barriers went up. Protectionist policies, tariffs, and isolationist measures only worsened the global economic collapse. The interconnectedness of the world's economies was made painfully clear. The failure of the American economy had set off a chain reaction that had far-reaching consequences. But it was not just an economic disaster. It was a profound social and cultural rupture. The Great Depression tested the very foundations of the American system. The myth of individualism, the belief that anyone could achieve success through hard work, was called into question. The millions of people suddenly out of work, many of whom had never known hardship before, were now left to grapple with a reality that seemed to defy everything they had been taught. Entire families were forced to endure poverty, hunger, and homelessness. Farmers, already struggling in the wake of the Dust Bowl, faced even lower crop prices as demand plummeted. The pain of the Depression was felt deeply by people across all walks of life, but it hit hardest those who had the least to begin with. By the time Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president in 1932, the nation was in the grips of what seemed like an irreversible decline. Roosevelt's promise of a New Deal was seen as a beacon of hope for a desperate nation. His approach was a sharp departure from Hoover's, advocating for government intervention and sweeping reforms. But the road to recovery would be long and difficult, and the lessons of 1929 would shape the nation's future in ways that would take decades to fully understand. Roosevelt's New Deal would not only offer immediate relief to the unemployed, but would fundamentally transform the role of the federal government in the lives of its citizens. However, that transformation was still a distant dream, and the harsh reality of the Depression was far from over. As the 1930s unfolded, the nation would have to reckon with the full scope of its economic collapse. The people who lived through the Depression would carry its lessons forward, shaping the political and cultural landscape for generations to come. The question that lingered in the air was simple. Could America find a way to rebuild itself, to restore hope, and to fulfill its promise of a better tomorrow for all its citizens? As the country struggled to recover, new leadership would emerge, guiding America through the storm. The challenge now was not only to rebuild, but to ensure that such a catastrophe would never happen again.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.